And now Keith's going to give us an opening talk.
Good morning. I want to think this morning about God, the Creator. God created the world. He made night and day. He made the seasons of the year. We've just got through winter. Well, we think we've got through winter, but it doesn't always feel like it. In the past few weeks, how many of you went out throwing snowballs? And that, I was going to say, that wasn't a question just to the children. How many of you, in where I live, just opposite is a park with a nice steep hill. And when there was a lot of snow, some of the people were riding on sledges down the snow. Some of them didn't have proper sledges, but they had tin trays or something makeshift. Any of you do that? Any of you go sledging down a hill? Yes? Again, that wasn't just a question to the young people. But yes, the winter is a bit treacherous when it's snowy and icy. But now we're coming into the next season. What follows winter? Yes, spring, that's right. And it's getting a little bit warmer. The sun's shining a little bit more. And it's a bit lighter in the evening. I expect sometimes when you come home from school now, it's still light. Whereas a few weeks ago, it was dark. Then what comes after spring? What's the next season? Yes, summer, that's right. And it's hopefully nice and hot. Not too hot, but... And last year was rather wet, wasn't it, in the summer? And then after the summer, we have autumn. That's right. And then after autumn comes winter. And it goes round like that. There's a pattern to the year. Spring follows winter. Then summer, then autumn, and then winter again. And so the year goes round, and God has ordered this. And he's actually put us in charge of the earth he made. So we are stewards of his creation. A steward is someone who takes care of something on behalf of somebody else. So God's creation is not ours to do what we like with. We are looking after it for other people to enjoy. Now, God didn't just do order the seasons, but he also made trees, flowers, plants and vegetables. He also made animals like the lion that roars. And he also made lots of other animals too. Now, sometimes we think that we are very, very clever and that we can be in charge of the earth and the world. And yes, we can make all sorts of things, but still we can't really control the wind and the rain. And sometimes we do things that spoil the earth. We've chopped down trees, filled the air with dirty smoke, polluted the rivers and seas, and destroyed places where animals live. Can you think of any ways that we change perhaps what we're doing to help preserve the world and the earth that God has made? Thank you. Yes? Yeah? Yeah? And we can sort of change the things that we buy and to help save the world. Yeah? Yes? Yeah? Yeah? Yes, that's one thing I'm not so much in favour of, but yes, we should perhaps not use our cars so much, or, yeah? Go on, shout it out. Yes, yeah, use local things rather than things drawn from the other side of the world, and recycling more. Perhaps we should try to be good stewards of God's creation so that other people can enjoy the world he has made just as we have. Thank you.